The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
On the line, I've got Derek Needham from the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary. Good afternoon, Derek.
Yeah, good afternoon, Calvin. Good afternoon, Maggie.
Oh, yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, we're good, thank you.
That's good.
So how are things going down at the Donkey Sanctuary?
Well, to say we've had no visitors, it's been absolutely manic.
what have you been up to, or shouldn't we ask?
Yeah. Well, since we closed effectively on Christmas Eve, I think it was, we've had 21 new donkeys coming in, which must be some kind of a record.
Yeah.
And they're headlined, and lots of people know about the 10 donkeys who came from France.
Yes.
And that was an enormous effort by everybody here. They were saved from a slaughterhouse, as many people know. And unfortunately, we were in a position where we had to deal with lockdown, border closures,
yes,
Brexit,
yes,
and you name it. So they eventually came to us in February, and they have settled down incredibly well.
That's
and
good.
To say how, you know, what a tough journey they had and how frightened they were when they got here, they've been remarkable.
Oh,
one of them
good.
Is having an operation tomorrow. One of them is the grandma of the herd called Junon. And she has very, very bad feet, and it's extremely serious. So we're doing an operation on her tomorrow in the hope that we can free up the tendons in her legs that will hopefully enable her to be able to walk freely. But it's tricky, and there's no guarantees with this operation. So she's the only one that's causing us any concern, but we knew about it, and we'd already had x-rays and stuff like that before she left France. So we're
going to
do our
sausage.
Very, very best for her. Yeah, we're going to do our very, very best for her. She's got her daughter and her granddaughter in the herd, so you can imagine it's an important thing.
So they've all mixed in with the existing ones, okay then?
At the moment they're on their own. They'll say they're on their own. They're in a group of 10, but they are about to meet our Irish donkeys who came over just after Christmas. Well, actually it was just before Christmas, and the five of them who had been abandoned and had a terrible, terrible time, and had actually had medical attention with a super owner over on the mainland who got them to the Royal Veterinary College for treatment, which is fantastic. And they've come to us, and they're going to join the French donkeys, and that little group with one or two others are going to be called our new Eurostars group.
This may be a daft question, but can they understand each other?
We're going to find out, Maggie. We are going to find out, but there's not a bad bone in their body, bless them. They've been through plenty, and they'll make a lovely group.
I can't wait to come and see them.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you. So, yeah, 21 new donkeys. Our latest one been a little baby foal, 6 months, called Phantom, who's become nicknamed Tommy. And he's 6 months old, and he's come to us. His mum died just about a month ago, and so he was left with no mum. And again, he's doing really nicely. We've been nice and calm with him. And what we're hoping is we have two foals in the French group.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to try to do is introduce Tommy to the two French foals, so they've got their own little nursery, come play group, come whatever.
Aww.
And we're hoping that the respective mums will look after Tommy as well as, as been as his lost his real mum. So.
Yeah. I like the Eurostars. Sounds good.
Yeah, so we've got lots of, so all the groups are going to get a new name because we thought it was about time to do that. And then so that's on the donkey front. So lots going on and lots of new donkeys. 115 donkeys here now. And and then on the visitor front, we one thing we learned from after lockdown last year was we sort of managed our visitors on a sort of a one way system around the site. And everybody seems to really enjoy it. So we've turned that one-way system into a proper information trail.
All right.
So everybody now gets a brand new sort of visitor leaflet and map and so on. And on the information trail, look out for the donkey face and donkey ears. It'll take you all the way around the sanctuary and you'll meet all the donkeys. And there are nice sort of questions on information boards around the site so you can find out about the work that we do, including lots of rescue information boards, telling you all about the different rescues and the reason why, lots of different donkeys are here and what their circumstances were. So we think that'll add some interest you know, to just come in to see the donkeys, you'll be able to find out all about the work that we do and so on and so forth. So,
so you have been busy.
Yeah, we have. We've really, really been trying really hard to ensure that when we do open, there's something here for everybody. And obviously, we are hoping to open, although we haven't announced it, we are going to be, you're the first people to hear this. We will definitely be reopening on April the 12th at 10 o'clock. And we will be doing the, you know, outside catering in our courtyard. Obviously, we're going to be reliant on fine weather, so let's hope, you know, that's the case.
Yeah.
We've made a newer and slightly expanded picnic area for people who bring their own picnics, because we, you know, one of the few places who recognise that actually there's a, you know, there's a role for that, and we want families to be able to come and enjoy the, you know, the the environment and the surroundings, and not every family can afford to buy things all the time. So we want people to come and enjoy that. So, yeah, lots of things, you know, for children to find out while they're here and with us. And, of course, the cafe and the shop, which we opened last year but never got any more than 3 months, you know, partial opening out, and they'll be open.
Oh, well.
And people will be able to adopt donkeys and so on. So
yeah.
We're just, you know, like everybody and like all the animal charities particularly, I'm sure Charlotte at the zoo feels like this, we're just desperate to open and see visitors again. So the donkeys are.
I'm sure you are. So, yeah, is there anything you're looking for in particular, or is it just sort of carry on with donations and adoptions?
We also have an Amazon wish list. One thing I would say, Calvin, I just would like to say one thing that we are doing. We are hoping, probably a bit later in the year, but we are hoping to restart our donkey therapy scheme. You know, our donkeys go out to old people's homes, Alzheimer's centres, schools, special schools and so on, and it's something we get a great deal of pleasure from. And we're also hoping to restart our community scheme, so our donkeys, you know, go out to various sort of, you know, village organisations for whatever reason, and we are a part of the island community and proud to be so. But one thing I would say is that when we do reopen in April, we've taken the decision that we are not going to run any events during the year, and at least until autumn.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because we'd like to be open all year, please, to everybody.
Yes.
And we don't think that running events that attract crowds is actually what we should be doing in the aftermath of the coronavirus.
Yes.
People should, you know, come and see us, enjoy your time here. There's loads of space. It's perfect, you know, it's as safe as it gets outdoors, and even indoors, our barns are indoor-outdoor areas, really.
Yes.
But if we would start putting events on where we brought lots and lots of people to the sanctuary, then bringing crowds here, then what we're doing is we're increasing risk.
Yes. Yes.
And we don't think it's appropriate in the first few months back to be increasing risk. We would rather have probably slightly fewer people here on normal days coming to meet the donkeys without putting themselves at risk, and we'd like that to happen all year.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to have a brain to understand what happened, you know, well, clearly some people didn't understand what happened in December when the island was overwhelmed with,
yes,
you know, with visitors. And we are, I'm just going to be polite and say, slightly surprised at the arrangements that are going ahead for several large-scale events. We think that shouldn't be happening yet until we're sure that we can manage. We want holidaymakers here. We want visitors here. We just need to know we can all manage it,
Without
there being another, you know, without there being another, you know, crisis in, you know, in COVID numbers and things.
You've got to organise these things the way you see fit as best for you
and for
society. So
I
think that's a good idea. So, but if you do organise any, let us know. We'll obviously come along.
Calvin, we will, yeah. The other thing, Calvin, just to say, is the other reason why we've arrived at that decision is because this sanctuary operates on the basis of tremendous goodwill of lots and lots of volunteers.
Yeah.
Some of whom have been shielding, some of whom, had a tough time, you know, with the virus and so on, and lots of them are sort of saying we want to come back. We just need to make sure we've had our second vaccination, so
yes,
we know we're safe, and we've got to respect that. And so we feel that just a slightly cautious approach this first few months is the way to go for everybody here.
I think that's very
keeping
sensible.
Keeping our staff and
volunteers
safe.
I'll tell you what, Derek, if I can get down there, have a piece of cake and a cup of tea, outdoors or indoors, doesn't bother me, and see some donkeys, that'll do me nicely.
Well, you know, you're all everybody from Vetus Radio is welcome here. You know that, Calvin and Maggie. We always love seeing you. You know that. You'd be very welcome.
Thank you.
We're glad to hear that it's all going on. I know that financially it's been a bit of a strain this year for many, many things around the island. But
absolutely.
Fortunately, most of them I've spoken to are surviving or hope to be survived.
Yeah.
We'd like to see you move on into being fully open and running events when it is safe to do so.
That'd be brilliant, Kevin. We look forward to that, and let's hope for a more normal year for everybody.
Oh, yeah, not hard.
We'll come down and do another outside broadcast for you, because
you
always look after us so well down there.
Yeah, well, that was why I dangled the carrot and said autumn, because normally you come down in September, and if we have the most perfect weekend, we'd love to see you.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that goes.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Weather-wise and safety-wise, if nothing else, we'll come down around Christmas time or something, but we'll come and see you at some point or the other as a radio station, but I'm sure Maggie and I will be down there.
We will.
Before too much longer.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't it nice just to have things to look forward to again?
Yes.
It's wonderful.
It is.
You know, yeah, it really is.
Well, thank you, Derek, for that. It's a really uplifting piece to hear that it's going to open and you've got so much to look forward to.
We really have, and we look forward to seeing everybody. Please come and see the donkeys. They are desperate for human visitors.
I'm sure they
indeed
are, yes.
In case you're listening for the first time, you don't know where the Donkey Sanctuary is. It's in Wroxall virtually, isn't it? The bus goes right past the front door.
It does, yeah. Right, the bus stop is right at the gate, literally, yeah.
You cannot miss it. And it's a lovely place, so quiet and peaceful, except when the donkeys are in a bit of a row. But
which they often do.
Yeah, it wasn't peaceful when I went up there a few minutes ago, I can assure you.
And the other thing is, because if you're driving, free parking, plenty of room on site, no problem at all, really nice. And just be careful and it'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Derek.
Just by donation. So, yeah, please come and see us. Thank you, Kelvin. Thanks, Maggie. Both of you take care of yourselves.
Will do. Thank you very much. And we come and see you soon.
Yeah, see you soon now. Bye.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.